התפתחה מולי את תורת יד. היא הושיבה אותי וחיבקה אותי, אז התחילה לשיר לי.
Shalom, it is the Shabbat today, and it's 2:00 in the morning. I'm up studying and just clear my thoughts, and I came across, a thought came to me as my mind is clear and I'm feeling really rejuvenated on Yah's day. And the thought of emotions and just the subject on it has really been a subject that I've delved into with my personal inner work for many, many years, since I was a young girl. I'm still very young, but I mean younger. And a big emotion is jealousy. That one always comes to my mind because I feel like, and this is a judgment, I perceive that jealousy is one emotion that we shy away from and that's not talked about for some reason. And it's a natural emotion for us humans to have. It really is. Because even the Creator, Yah, says that He is a jealous power. He's very passionate about His glory and who it goes to and how it's being given. And He just desires it to be only to Him, because why not? He created all things. We have life, reality, existence because of Him. And so He deserves that glory. And when it's given to, an idol, a man, he gets jealous. And wouldn't you? If you created something and someone's giving credit to someone else, wouldn't that make you a little jealous? So it's a natural emotion, but jealousy only makes you a fool when you react to it. When you respond, and your response to your jealousy, when you allow jealousy to take over you. And so I'd like this talk to be about my many subjects or many topics that we'll be talking about, converting negative emotions into positive ones. Well, first I should ask you, how intelligent are you of your own emotions? Because we all possess emotions, but how your spirit responds and how you are moved and how you let those emotions dwell within your soul, how intelligent are you when it comes to that? Because that's a very important thing to know in your life. And this doesn't mean that you have to be so delved into your emotions that you are emotional and you let them overcome you, but you should definitely learn to master your own emotions, and so that you can conquer your own spirit. Because it said, a man who can conquer his soul, his spirit, is greater than a man who can conquer hundreds of cities or thousands of cities. So this is a very important thing to be able to accomplish in life, is having rulership over your own soul, not people, not having power over people and belittling people and wanting yourself to feel above others, but feeling above yourself and knowing that you are above that. You're above that negative reaction, that negative response to certain things. And so I just pose that question to you before we get into this talk. How intelligent are you of your own emotions? We have to know where emotions come from and why do we have emotions, you know? I'm grateful for emotions, because if not, we'd be like robots. And we all uniquely have responses to emotions. So I think that's what makes us different too from each other, but a beautiful difference. But we're similar because we experience emotions. But as I've done study and come to understand, thoughts provoke feelings. This is a funny one. I can be washing dishes sometimes, and dishes, I don't know, for some women, and maybe men too, but I just have known women to do dishes most when it comes to that area of life. But that's a different subject. And how did you respond to me saying that? But anyways, for women, I just ask, like, do you think a lot when you're doing dishes? When I'm doing my house chores, whether it's hanging clothes on the line, washing clothes, cleaning the bathroom, just doing things around the house. It's very thought-provoking, and I think that's a very beautiful thing when it comes to the role of a woman. You have a lot of time to gain wisdom. You learn a lot of patience with house chores. Anyways, back to this subject. But when I'm doing dishes, I think a lot. I do. That's a very thoughtful activity for me. And let me tell you, there have been many, many times where my face is tense and I'm mad because I'm over here. It's not the dishes that I'm mad at, but it's my thoughts. And I literally stop myself because, you know, I watch myself. I observe myself probably more than I observe others. But I have to stop myself like, oh, no, why are we mad? Again, why aren't we mad? And it's my thoughts. And understand that whether you're thinking of the past, whether you are drowned in thoughts of the things you did wrong in life, whether you're thinking about what he, she did to you yesterday, and you have to realize your thoughts are provoking emotions. That's where emotions come from. They come from your thoughts. Now, if I were to say thinking about something beautiful, I'd probably smile and washing those dishes. But you can get so indulged in your thoughts that you feel emotional and no one did anything to you. But it's because of what you were thinking. So in order to feel good and to be a person, with good emotions, and you feel negative emotions, it's natural, and it's actually a good thing to feel them sometimes. We'll get into that. But I say that because our thoughts are what manifests different emotions. So now that we understand thoughts, and you have to ask yourself and assess yourself, have you had a time where you have got angry and no one did anything to you, but it was your thoughts? So you have to be very, watch your thoughts. That's the most important thing. And when you're feeling bad, you know how to change that mood. Think of something that you don't have bad feelings about. Think of maybe nature, maybe water. I like to think of butterflies. They're like beautiful, and there's no negative thought about butterflies. So, and then it raises your emotions. You start to, maybe you're feeling sad, and okay, you start thinking about something that makes you happy, and you really indulge in the thought. And then, okay, you go from sad to feeling content, to feeling a little better. And then you start to feel peace, happiness comes in. Joy, satisfaction, and it just gets higher and higher. And that's how you raise your spirit. That's how you raise your energy. And that's how you raise your emotions to more positive emotions. And that way your behavior in life is different. But anyways, we're going to get into the emotion of jealousy, the jealousy emotion. But when it comes to jealousy, first of all, most of the times we're feeling jealous is because you think of whatever you're seeing, or whatever you're observing or analyzing, you think of yourself, you think less of yourself. The whole point of it, when you're jealous, you feel little, you feel unworthy, you feel less of yourself, and you start to compare who you are. And you don't like that feeling. And although jealousy is natural, should it be used in every case? No. No, because your thoughts are provoking the emotion of jealousy. So, again, we all are unique. We uniquely respond to our emotions. And certain thoughts can provoke certain emotions. Maybe me and your thoughts are not the same, you know. But when we're thinking about jealousy and how it can consume a person when you're not emotionally intelligent, this is where it becomes a problem, that you can no longer say, okay, we all feel jealous. Okay, but how are you reacting to jealousy? Are you letting it overcome who you are? And so how do I overcome jealousy? Am I a jealous person? No. I say that with full confidence. Do I feel jealousy? Have I ever felt it? Absolutely. But when I was 13, I would say 13 is always the number. I was probably younger than that. And I felt jealousy, but at a young age, as a girl, I was like, I never liked it for some reason. I never liked the feeling and the emotion of jealousy, because I know that Yah created us to be, we're all unique, right? And I live by it. No one can never be me, and I can never be anyone else. And so, as again, when I was young, I was like, okay, I don't really like this emotion. And so from a very young age, I learned to convert jealousy into inspiration, happiness, being thrilled about things. And ever since then, jealousy rarely does it come in my indicator panel. Do I feel it in my spirit? And I'm even learned how not to react and respond to it, because it's just a feeling. You know, it's not real. So when you're feeling jealous, there are certain thoughts you can use to cope with those. And we're going to get into converting, how I learned to convert my jealousy into positive emotions, okay? At a very young age, and it's helped me now. I don't, you know, you don't get jealous of people. You know, and it's not to belittle anyone who does, because we're all learning. You may be better in emotion than I am not, you know, but jealousy is one that I have really learned. I'm not going to say I've mastered, but hey, if I can master it, I will. However, back to it. So, since young, I've always felt that it's disrespectful, first off. I think it's disrespectful to the Creator, and disrespectful to anyone to compare yourself. Yep, I said it. To compare yourself to others. I think that's you devalue yourself the moment you do that. And I don't like feeling devalued. And neither am I saying I'm arrogant and I want to feel above people. No, I'm just Ohada. I'm not anyone else, and no one else is Ohada. And that's the unique and beautiful thing about humans. We're all unique. But we're all created by the Creator. And so, the first thing I can tell you before we get into this, learn that comparing yourself to people is a disrespect to who you are. And it gives no glory to the Creator. Maybe in a way, like, you're like, oh, wow, this person has something that I'm personally in my life trying to get. And you're like, think of it as like, wow, Yah blessed that person, or, you know, the Creator blessed that person with that. I'm really feeling good that I can get it. So that's how I learned to get through it. For instance, just say that you are desiring a car, and a specific car, and someone has it, that same car. And, you know, most likely you're seeing them with that car, first off, because your desire is to that car. And so you're going to start noticing it more because you're attracting it. So first off, that's a really good thing. That means it's closer and it's on its way than you think it is. You know, you're working hard to get it. I just want to ask you, why would you get jealous? And use this in any situation that you felt jealous. Why would you get jealous? What did you think of to make you feel jealous? And so, again, it has to start with your thoughts. It has to start with your thoughts. It must start with your thoughts. That's the only way to change an emotion, is to feel good about something, and you have to change your thinking. So, if I ever seen someone with something that I'm working towards, I never was like, I'm so unworthy. I can't have that too. And then you get mad at the person. So again, jealousy is a natural emotion, but how are we using it? Are we using it in a very immature way? Are we immature with our emotions, or are we mature with it? I can understand if a man has a wife, but then a man knows that she's married and he's intentionally, approaching her with the intent, maybe very flirtatious. I can understand a man getting jealous for that. I could. And vice versa. I could definitely understand that. So, those are times where, I'm feeling a little jealous. That's natural. But to compare yourself for what other people have and feel jealous and then get mad at them, you're really mad at the Creator because He blessed them with that. You're mad at them for the work they put in. And so be very mature with these emotions. That's where you have to start off. You have to understand, how am I being with my emotions? And then reacting with jealousy, that's another story. That's another story. I feel like if anyone is jealous and it's a situation that's very minuscule, it's not like a man and his wife and there's another man trying to break up that marriage, then you shouldn't even react. You should probably, and this is one more thing that I learned, and that I think the Creator for this wisdom too, very young, you don't say anything when you're jealous. You don't do anything. You don't go and do anything petty. You don't say smart remarks, because you're only gonna look like a fool. So you don't respond when you're feeling jealous. You have to learn to breathe it away, let it go away, and don't react. Do not respond when you're feeling jealous. That's the best advice I could give you. Don't, because some people go as far as violence when it comes to jealousy, and sometimes it's not even worth it. And so with these emotions, you can't let them consume you. You must conquer yourself and understand you're above that emotion. You're not above people, but you're above that emotion. So, and the next time you're feeling a little jealous, I like to think of it like this. You must question yourself, why am I feeling jealous? Okay. Talk yourself out of some of these emotions. That's another thing to do. Talk yourself out. And jealousy can be converted to inspiration, thrill, admiration, excitement. Those are emotions I feel now. I get excited when I see someone, when I know that I have someone on my path who's working towards similar goals and they're getting it, that means my blessing is on its way. That's how I look like, wow, they got it. The Creator just blessed them with that. Mine is on its way. And guess what? It inspires me to keep working hard, because there's a living testimony that I'm not just working for nothing. I'm working towards a blessing that the Creator is giving out. And so it makes me feel excited. It makes me feel happy. And it's not fake. It's genuine happiness, because that's the only thing I desire to feel. That's what makes me feel good. And I feel thrilled that I'm attracting people who have like minds like me. I always stick to it. My little slogan is, it's on its way. It's on its way. And I hope that helps when I speak more about this emotion, jealousy. Really, you have to attune to who you are. You have to align and know your purpose. And you have to realize you came here for a reason. And you can't keep comparing your life purpose to someone else. You can't try and duplicate on someone else's life. You can be inspired by it. But you should be you, and you should realize that's the beauty in who you are, that you're different, and no one can win your race, and you can't win anyone else's race, and racing against someone else is already losing. It's about you, and not in a selfish way, but it's about you, and all things are affected by who you grow to be, who you mature to be. So jealousy, take your time with that. think your way out of that, especially when you feel little. You're not. And don't compare who you are to other people. You disrespected yourself. You devalued yourself the moment you do that. Because your value and our values are incomparable. And of course, you're probably not someone's preference. Of course, you're not in the same preference of what someone else may prefer. But, you know, don't do yourself that comparing. You can appreciate contrast, but don't compare yourself to other people. That's probably why you're feeling jealous. Because you keep comparing yourself to other people. Their journey might have killed you. Your journey might have killed them. Your journey is only for you. And you're doing yourself a disservice by comparing yourself to other people. You're already going beside yourself. So start there. If you're the type of person who compares yourself too often, that's probably why you have jealousy in your indicator panel. That's probably why you feel it very often. That's probably why you're not happy who you are. You have to look at yourself not in a delusional way. You know, of course you have goals and desires, but really be thankful that you're alive. I mean, that's a blessing. And just start to think about good things. Literally, when you're feeling down, and we're going to speak about many more emotions, but jealousy is a big one. Think of the good things. Think of what you've been blessed with. Think of butterflies. Think of water. Think of how beautiful the earth is, and raise yourself above that emotion. And congratulate people. Let them know you're happy for them. Don't say it if it's not genuine, though. And let them know, you know, you really inspired me to keep working hard, because I was working for the same thing. And, you know, you're just a living testimony. You're an example that it can happen. And I almost gave up, but you gave me more inspiration. Or, you know, just get thrilled with people and enjoy life. Be a good person. Be righteous. And don't let those emotions get to the point where you're doing things to hurt people. You're saying smart remarks to make them feel like you feel, because you feel less of yourself. Don't let jealousy get you like that. You know, jealousy is a fire, and it can consume you, but you're above it. You must raise your spirit to be above jealousy and calm it. Calm it down. And use those thoughts. Use time to silence yourself and think your way out of it. Think about excitement. Think about inspiration. Think about thrilled. You know, those are emotions that I convert jealousy into, and that now those show up in place of jealousy. And those are my words to you. I definitely will have more talks on emotions. Jealousy is just a big one. And if you're not a jealous person, you probably can concur that, you know, thinking less of yourself can cause you to be like that, and that, you know, realizing that people are there to inspire you and to give you a boost of inspiration, that you too can do it. And then if you are a jealous person, just take these words into consideration and don't let that fire consume you, because it has caused people to do very horrendous things. Out of just jealousy can fester into hatred. You don't want it to build up like that. You don't want it to consume you. You want to convert it. Convert it into these better positive emotions and be real with yourself. That's the first thing you must do. And realize that the Creator, Yah, created you to be who you are. And you are uniquely you. And He loves you the way that you are. Of course, we're all working on ourselves to be righteous. But, you know, think of yourself a little better than you do. Not in arrogance, but think high of yourself, but with humility as well. And don't let these fires consume you. That's all I can say. We'll speak more of the fiery emotions. Usually these emotions, you can feel heat in your abdomen, and that's a hormone that's secreted in your body. So you can't lie to yourself about these emotions when you're feeling them. Just become more intelligent about what emotion you're feeling, We will speak about anger, irritation, hatred. Those are all fiery emotions. And then we'll speak about those calm emotions that make you feel like water, wind, and you're made up of so many elements, but you can't let, they have to be balanced. When they're out of balance, you not only affect you, you affect your body too. So regulating your emotions is very important because it can kill you. You know, if you know anger affects the liver, and we could go on about these, but it's far more important than you realize it. So become emotionally intelligent. Learn to sit with yourself, sit with those emotions. If you're feeling jealousy, don't react. As I said, that's the best thing I can tell you. Don't react. Don't respond. To quiet your mind. Raise the way you're feeling to a better feeling. And think of something that's going to make you really feel good, genuinely good. And start from there and practice that every time you feel a negative emotion. Think your way out of it. Feel your way out of those emotions. And no one can win your race. You can't win anyone else's race. You're here with a God-given purpose, and you must strive to fulfill that. Not the way that someone else did it. You can be inspired by them, yes, but don't try to be a carbon copy, a duplicate. Be you. That's the best thing you can do in this life, is to be authentically you, genuinely you, and love people.
And know that no one can take anything from you that is God-given. If it's a God-given talent, a skill, intellect, wisdom, only He has the ability to take those things from you. And no one can take it. No one can take it from you. That's the most important thing to know, is that what you possess, what you were born with, your unique traits, cannot be taken away from anybody but the Creator, because He gave them to you.
Again, as many say, humans are imperfect beings, but the Creator commands us to be righteous, and that is our perfection, righteousness. All glory, all honor, and praise to the Creator and Maker of all existence, reality, and knowing. The Creator who created the universe, the earth, and who created both you and I. And without Him, we are nothing. We're breathing on His life support. He is our life support, and we're breathing His air. And if He decides to take it away, then we are no more. So that is why I give praise to Him. Shalom to you all. Raise your vibration. Peace and love.
Nothing is more sacred than truth. Nothing is more sacred than truth. Nothing is more sacred than truth. Nothing is more sacred than truth.
Anayo Yahuwah, al tazvenu, ul olam le olam al taznichenu. Mimkomcha kadosh, rachamecha tishpoch, anashma'u tekabel et tfilotenu. Anashma'u tekabel et tfilotenu. Ana yo Yahuwah,